BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. YouTubers Jack and Dean play innuendo bingo. Chris sits it out because he's ill. One of our listeners has heard a rumour about there's something that's going down at his local leisure centre. And Charlie Sloth on Fat Tuesday, real or no real?
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Afternoon, it's me back on. You right?
Yeah, but you're not really winter bulking.
What?
Well, you said that as soon as you're back and we get into December, you're going to start winter bulking.
I don't feel like it yet, though.
It takes two to bulk, mate.
What are you bulking with? All the pastas?
Yeah.
Mystery pasta.
It is. It's mixed mystery pasta.
I've got some pulled pork on the go, actually.
Yeah, right, which in theory sounds good, but it's kind of, you've managed to find a healthy way of doing it.
Yeah. Well, no, it's meat, it's all right. It's just when you start getting all the carbs involved, isn't it? Like you. Maybe I'll start next week. Oh, no, okay. Should we do festive bake as well today?
Yes, please.
Would that mean
you're
you feel
not
happy?
Bulking? I know what's going on here because you don't make that kind of food. You're signed up to some kind of service or something like that, some healthy eating service. Because that's not normal pulled pork, that isn't.
It is. I saw pulled chicken on the menu yesterday. What even is that, please?
They'll pull anything. Yeah. No, seriously, they will. It's
just
everywhere.
Put pulled in front of it. Pulled. Yeah, right. It bumps the price up a couple of quid.
Yeah, pulled sausage.
Yeah. Like, what is
and,
that?
And they'll give it a go.
And how are you pulling it, please? Anyway, we're back on. We've got Fat Tuesday coming up at 3:40. Charlie Sloth.
Yes.
1:45 today. Jack and Dean are playing innuendo bingo. Just setting up for it now. Is it new sheets or old sheets? Oh, lush. old.
Not even going to lie in case they're listening.
Lovely. And they're here as well. They are blatantly listening. Don't worry about the sheets, lads.
It's like a festive bingo, this one, isn't it? With all the decorations in here.
Yeah, I've got a massive tree behind me. You can watch it at 1:45 on the Radio 1 website. And another one of our listeners has got in touch with us because, well, he wanted our advice on something. We'll do that a bit later.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, Chris. Very pleased you're on the bulking, says someone, but disappointed with your effort, Scott. Been on the mince pie since yesterday.
That's the thing, you rallied everyone to do this. You were like, right, let's bulk up, winter bulking. You were the one flying the flag for this, even when I thought it was a little bit weird. Yeah. And now you're backing down 2 days in.
I just don't feel like it yet, because, I don't know, I just don't feel that hungry.
You should be opening up your cupboard doors like advent calendar doors. That's
yes.
How it should be. You're not opening up for one little chocolate. It should be a leg of lamb or something like that out of the fridge.
Yeah. Like a whole hog roast.
Yeah.
A treat day every day.
I mean, I've seen you previously bulking, and when you bulk, you bulk.
I bulk, seriously. Like, I can eat, man. I'm just not in the mood today. Festive bakes at 3, I'm saying.
Lovely.
Okay? Also, James and Devon's been on saying, if you're bulking, make coffee with unsalted butter. No water, just butter. Now, that is bulking also.
I don't understand that. So what
is... unsalted butter replaces the water in coffee.
Is that...
So you're having butter coffee.
Oh, no. But that's surely not nice, is it?
No, but no. I don't know. But it's bulking ahoy, that is, isn't it? Calories, think of it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I was back at Strictly last night. They actually let me back in. I was a little bit worried that my pass wouldn't work, but it still did.
You said you were on Strictly Business yesterday, and I thought we'd all kicked you out. Well, not us, but, you know, the nation as a whole.
We'd all kicked you out.
No, but you know what I mean.
It was the Christmas Day special recorded last night.
Eh? What, rehearsal?
No, recorded for Christmas Day.
Oh, yes, that's not... done before as well, is it?
What do you mean?
Like that New Year's Eve show. Is it the same as that? As in not actually on Christmas Day?
What, do you think that everyone comes in on Christmas Day to do Strictly Come Dancing?
You should have to. Yeah, if it's a Christmas special. I mean, did it at least feel festive when you did it?
Oh,
I suppose that's
yeah.
one thing, isn't it? I mean, at least it wasn't done months ago.
Yeah.
At least it's kind of within the festive period.
But do you think people actually think that the dancers and Brucey and that are there on Christmas Day? It was all over Twitter.
Yeah, I thought...
That people were recording it.
Oh, right, I didn't know myself.
Like, even the Queen, sorry to break it to you, is not live on Christmas Day.
No?
Not live, no. Pre-recorded, like, maybe the day before, but not live. She doesn't sit there on Christmas Day, she's the Queen. She's going to be on telly on Christmas Day.
Is any of it live? We're doing a show on Christmas Day, are we live?
We're live. Top of the Pops,
are
not
we lying?
Live. Top of the Pops, firm records it before.
That like shocked me. When I found out about Top of the Pops, I was a bit annoyed at
all
Fern,
the pop
actually.
Stars don't go in on Christmas Day, no.
No.
But they've recorded it to make it look lovely for your entertainment. So it was fun last night. It was a panto theme. Luckily, I didn't have to dress up again. At one point, they did. They'd still have that crab costume, and I was like, "Nope, not wearing it again." But there's a lot of dressing up. Watch it on Christmas Day.
BBC Radio One. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hard for me to say. I'm jealous of the way you're happy without me.
BBC Radio 1, that is Jealous, Labyrinth. It makes me feel mildly depressed.
No.
Oof. It's such a heartfelt song, though. I hope, I've not seen the video yet, I hope he's either walking in the rain in black and white or gone the other way and made it well Christmassy and is sat by a roaring log fire in a strong Christmas jumper.
I think it's something to do with the rain.
Is it the rain?
Well, I think
it's always the rain.
The only reason I say that is because when he was on X Factor, there was this big kind of rain thing going on behind him. So
not
I imagine
it.
It's the case.
Not seen it, knew it was rain. It's just a rain song.
You're a real pro.
Thank you, my darling. Scott Mills here. Coming up, Catfish and the Bottomman. Abby is ready to see Jack and Dean. She's watching during a break on her phone at college in Sheffield. You can watch this on the Radio 1 website, anywhere where you can get the Radio 1 website on a screen. So laptop, tablet, computer, on your phone, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Jack Bridge, a swimmer and international medalist, is listening, ready for bingo on the way to training. And Vicky is listening to us, ready for Jack and Dean in her media lesson. She can only listen today and not watch because it'll be a bit obvious if she watches it.
Why don't you do other people's accolades and achievements? I mean, you were happy to say about the swimmer there, but Vicky didn't. It sounded disappointing afterwards almost.
Sorry about that.
But then she probably doesn't list it, like no. The amount of GCSEs. Or
that's the thing.
Maybe we can encourage that. Maybe if you are texting in, put your qualifications there and Mills will give you the full proper shout out you deserve.
Yeah, put like knots, brownies,
yeah.
Whatever you like, badge, whatever you've got. Do you know what I mean? Just to make yourself sound a bit bigger.
By the way, I'm gutted. I've got to sit out of this innuendo bingo. I've got to send my apologies for this one. Basically, sick note.
What?
I know.
What is going on? Well, so what, is Jack and Dean against each other?
It is, yeah. It's not a three-way today, only because...
What have you got?
Well, there were concerns over health and safety, slight sniffles, minor right. Man flu at most.
Oh, no, we can't give YouTubers a cold.
That's what I mean.
Okay, I understand. And you are excused from this one only.
I said I could do it, but then I wouldn't be allowed to spit on anyone, and that just seems pointless.
Will you be, because you do it twice a week, will you just be, like, watching from afar and judging them a bit?
What I might do is stand behind you and just lurk.
Well, bad technique there, Jack. Just watch. That's what it's going to be, is it?
I don't know. I'll do whatever you want, but I'm sorry for that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Danielle, BA Ons, first class in Bolton, says, I am loving the Catfish, off to see them tomorrow night. I'm enjoying it that people are putting their qualifications on now after that swimmer did it.
I just think you do them a better service by having their full qualifications.
Yeah.
It's a better shout-out all round.
Hannah and Lewis from Liverpool, 2-1, John Moore Uni. See, I like it. It's really good. Jack and Dean are here. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. You all right?
All right, thanks.
Yeah,
how
not
are
bad.
You?
Yeah, really good, thanks. Thanks for coming in today.
No, you're welcome. Short notice as well.
I know, it was a bit short notice. We did have a slight problem with one of the contestants.
Who will remain nameless.
Not being able to do it today. But I knew that you boys would step up, so yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, that's the key. You two have stepped up.
Yeah.
That's the kind of guys you are.
Yeah, thank you.
And obviously, like, quite new to Radio 1.
Mm. Don't even have passes yet.
Do you not?
No.
That they will absolutely love that you've done this
brilliant.
Today. Do you know what
excellent.
I mean? It's like, it's going to be promotion. You'll be on like
absolutely.
It. You'll probably
you
be doing this show within no time.
You can't see because it's a radio, but I'm doing the money sign.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Think of it.
Universal sign for money. Yeah. Just
think
rubbing
it,
fingers
Jack.
Together.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
What we should do, actually, while we're here, before we get wet, is talk about your chart Bite, which is on BBC iPlayer. Radio 1, if you didn't know, now has a channel on BBC iPlayer. But what is the chart Bite, Jack and Dean?
Well, what a great question. Where do we begin? It's Jack and Dean doing a chart show for BBC, except it doesn't feel like a...
Basically what they do is they give us the chart and then we mess around with the show.
It feels like we came down to pretend to do a chart show.
Yeah.
It turns out...
We get through the facts, but it's not the main event of the show. We just kind of mess around. It's a lot of fun.
I really like it when there isn't a video for the song and then you two step in to just do what you can with it.
No, there's
video.
A lot. There's it's essentially Dean follows me around with a camera and then he'll put clips of me doing stuff.
Yeah, it's like, here's Jack making a cup of tea.
Yeah, yeah. Here's Jack eating a sandwich. It's great. There's a load of them.
I would say it's fun, and for people that don't necessarily care about charts.
Yeah, like even if you don't care about the music, there's still us.
Yeah, exactly. So that's on the Radio 1 channel, which you'll see right at the top of BBC iPlayer. No, that's very
it was on the front page yesterday.
Check us out. Yeah. And you've got another Internet Takeover, which is on Radio 1 on the 15th.
On the 15th, yeah, 15th. Correct.
And then you're doing loads more next year.
Yeah. We could become regulars. So if you don't like us, sorry.
Sorry, but we're here. Okay, so in a minute, we're going to play Inuna Bingo with Jack and Dean. If you can't watch now, we will get a video up on YouTube later. Now, Chris, you're going to sit this one out today because illness.
I feel awkward doing it. I don't think I've ever done this where it's been a sick note. No. But health and safety.
There's one where you had to leave just afterwards.
You were on holiday last time we did it.
Yes, exactly. That's right. I'm going to sit it out, so I don't know.
Maybe our saliva will cross paths one day.
One day.
Why don't you just sit in the middle of Jack and Dean?
Yeah, you could be the bucket.
Just take it.
I could be the bucket.
Just lay down on the floor.
I don't think it's going to
be a human rights thing.
They're not going to help.
What are you angling at here, Mills?
No, okay.
I'm not going to be the bucket today. I'm not going to be the bucket today.
All right.
He's already ill enough.
I tried.
Yeah, thank you very much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Liam, who has a diploma in adult nursing, says, as a health professional, I do not advise Chris to be the bucket today.
Another day.
It's all right. Day. Yeah, it's all right. Sick note. It's fine. Got Jack and Dean here to play Inuna Bingo. Are you ready, lads?
I mean, you're in the... Can you hear this?
Yeah, I mean, if you need to watch this now. We've got the cameras on at bbc.co.uk/radio1. What? Why are you wearing those, please?
Yeah, I realised that I just rustled it and that could have been anything.
Bin liners.
I am wearing a bin bag right now.
Yeah.
Because we've got to do some filming after this for the chart bite. There's another plug for you.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a change of clothes because you sprung this on us an hour ago.
I know. I mean, normally you would be able to do it, like... in your clothes, but
Starkers.
I understand today. Yeah.
So
I understand.
We've had a fight with a plastic bag and we won, I think. You just, when you were putting it on, you said you felt like it was an origin story. Like you were just you're finding your first costume.
Like when Hercules wears that lime thing. It's like that.
I think it's a strong look for both of you.
Thank you.
If you go online now, you can have a look at us, bbc.co.uk/radio1, on your tablet, on your phone, on your computer. We're about to play bingo. Here we go.
It's time. Witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
And YouTube favourites Jack and Dean are with us today.
Whose favourite, really, though?
Some people's. Like Amy, who's sat in... she's ill from school today. She's sat watching it now in bed on her
good.
Phone.
Oh, not good. Not good that you're ill.
No.
It's good that you're watching.
Yeah. And Rico of Aberdeen, who has got GCSE woodwork, is also
have fun making a shelf.
I never finished any of my woodwork. I was rubbish. Right, OK. Are we ready?
Yeah, OK.
OK, water please, lads. Watch now live and let us know if you are on the Radio 1 website. This is weird with you just looking on, Chris.
I don't like it. I don't like just watching.
Don't judge them.
Also, I've got nothing to do except watch on.
I know.
It's really weird. It's really... like, what's that? What's the antique show where they all look in through the wall?
yes, Jack? Swallow.
It's very cold, so I was going to say, can we get on with this?
Yeah, okay, sorry. Yeah.
It's having a chat.
Yeah, okay. Water. Now, we start with our favourite clip from last week. It was from ITV's This Morning, and an expert on Christmas lights was on to us about a great new product. Now, we wonder if Holly Willoughby will be buying one of these items for the ITV Christmas party. That's what we were wondering.
And we've got this one here, which is almost a waterfall. 30 quid from John Lewis, and it really brightens up your Christmas bush.
Oh, Dean. Short and sweet. Straight into the face of Jack. You fine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. According to that lady, this year's must-have accessory.
Brightens up your Christmas bush.
Who wouldn't want that?
I'd like it.
I would.
Yeah.
Lots of water, please, Dean.
Mm-hmm.
Over to the very last day of the Formula One season now. And here is Susie Perry telling us absolutely every detail of what's happening as Lewis Hamilton celebrates winning the world championship.
Incredibly emotional scenes, all Lewis's family turning up today to support him. Nicole there, he's kissing his helmet. Not sure he could feel that, but it was a strong one. So perhaps it went all the way through.
I bet he could. Spray it. No hands.
There's a little squirt there.
No hands. There's a no hands rule. No if hands. It comes out, it comes out.
Okay, so I'm
kissing his helmet.
Stop it. Kissing his helmet. What's she doing that for?
Because he'd
Did
won.
Did she miss? So,
no, he'd won.
Celebrating.
Yeah, it's very celebratory. That's what you do. If you're going out with a racing driver.
Kissing his helmet.
Now. Now we're going over to Channel 4, and it's George Clark's Amazing Spaces. Now, I can't help feel there's a few too many details here in the slight bit of narration from George.
Day one's first job, drain the pond. So deep is the pond that it takes 2 hours of pumping and before its full size is revealed, and Lauren can begin to see the opportunities.
Oh. It's quite a long time, isn't it?
Takes 2 hours of pumping before its full size is revealed.
Oh. Chris, would you like to...
You know what's really funny about that is that we laughed at pond.
I know.
I don't know why we laughed at pond.
Chris Stark, Inuit and Bingo expert. It's an interesting spraying motion Jack and Dean have got, haven't they?
What we're seeing here is not a particularly wet one yet.
No.
Brilliant. But good spray nonetheless.
Yeah.
Proper commentator. It's like darts.
Yeah. Now, BBC Radio 2 and news of this day's eye-watering events have reached this reporter. Once again, from the Formula One.
Nicole, who's pictured with him, Nicole Scherzinger, his girlfriend, gave him what I have to say is the most tender helmet kiss that I've ever seen. So as he got out of his car, kissed his helmet, you know, as he was getting out of the car.
I mean, that was like, it all slowed down for me.
Don't apologise, that's the game. Yeah. You've seen how wet it gets sometimes.
Oh, man.
Oh, I like it was a tender one.
The most tender helmet kiss.
Brilliant. And now,
I hear she's good at those.
Yes. Mm. And now a classic from Eddie Mair on Radio 4. Now, I can't help think that this is maybe an inappropriate thing to say to one of your work colleagues.
If there is something you haven't tried, drop us an email, pm@bbc.co.uk. Now, Thomas Schaffernack is here to talk about the weather. Is there anything you haven't put in your mouth in your life?
Lol that you went at Thomas Schaffernacker.
That was funnier.
Is there anything you haven't put in your mouth in your life?
Can you play his name again?
Sure. Put your water in your mouth.
All right.
See if we do round two.
I just want to hear the name again.
You're not aware of Schaffernacker's work. He's awesome.
Thomas Schaffernacker's a hero.
He is a ledge.
You two should bow down. YouTube him.
If there is something you haven't tried, drop us an email, pm@bbc.co.uk. Now, Thomas Schaffernack is here to talk about...
Schaffernack bingo.
That's what we need to do. Now we just need to play clips of his name.
Oh, no, I've got a wet seat. I've just got this little bit of water right here.
Oh,
drink that later.
There's a pond.
A little pond.
Little puddle that's happened.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Now we're going over to Sky News Sunrise with Eamon Holmes, Ledge. And let's find out what story they're reporting on.
On-off girlfriend Nicole Scherzinger there after he won the Formula One title for the second time.
I love the way she kissed his helmet. I thought that was
well,
very
indeed.
Sweet.
Big story this, wasn't it?
I love the way she kissed his helmet.
Indeed. It's too much of that same stuff. Everyone wanted to report on that for some reason.
Most tender helmet kiss.
Stop!
One-off girlfriend, Nicole Scherzinger there.
I wonder why everyone wanted to say that on the news.
Well, it's because it was a fact, really.
Yeah. It happened.
Yeah.
I love the way she kissed his helmet.
The most tender helmet kiss.
Okay, good news, everyone. This next clip is from Michael Portillo on Innuendo Bingo. And on Michael's great railway journey, something has caught his eye. I wonder why they gave this tower this name.
The Atlantic was no limit for Portugal. England's oldest ally discovered and colonised land on three continents and built this Belém Tower.
It's funny because that's where he lives. That's my origin.
Yeah. Origin story.
That's the Belém Tower there, a tower at the end of the bell of the building.
Yes.
Of course.
This Belém Tower.
Thank you, Michael Portillo.
Surely and, this isn't allowed.
And one more.
Cool.
And finally, there's one more item to cover from today's Good Morning Britain. And maybe the most important event of the day.
Winning the Abu Dhabi yesterday was the greatest feeling ever.
I'm not sure that when Nicole kissed him on the helmet, though, that that was the greatest thing ever.
Seems like a great idea at the time.
She was obviously very keen to get in early, wasn't she?
Absolutely fine. I know what we need.
If there is something you haven't tried, drop us an email, pm@bbc.co.uk. Now, Thomas Schaffernack is...
Why is that a thing?
I don't know, but I like it. Thomas Schaffernack. And that was Jack and Dean in your end of bingo. Thank you very much if you watched and listened. Got some filming to do now.
Yeah. What I love the most is that there's an office. I can see the office and there's just people rolling their eyes.
Are there? Some idiots.
Looking over and tutting.
Idiots.
Okay. I'm covered in water.
Thanks, Jack and Dean. The video will be on YouTube later. The Scott Mills Daily. Scott Mills here. I'm so ready for Christmas.
Yeah?
I'm not bulking yet, but we will have a festive bake at 3.
Yeah, keen. King.
All my presents are wrapped, pretty much. I've got you something, you've now got to get me something.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get you something. I just, I'm out of ideas, to be honest. One of those things where I want to get you something, what's the right word for it? Not, racy sounds weird. But, you know, I got you those nudie plates 1 year.
Yeah, they were good, actually.
I like getting you an awkward present.
It was good when you presented them in the actually at the table of the busy Indian restaurant, I thought.
Yes.
It's like, oh, Mills, you could have your dinner on these. I was like, okay, put those away now. Put them back under the table.
They were classy.
Yeah. So I've got all that sorted. I've done my Christmas cards, which I never normally do.
Have you? Do you know what? I never really buy Christmas cards, but I do for my nan. Like, literally the only person I'll get a Christmas card for. Went to go buy her a card a couple of days ago, and... or was it that I was in for a Christmas card for her? I can't remember. But anyway, I noticed there was a whole section for pet Christmas cards.
What is that about?
Have you seen this?
Yes. There's a whole, like, normally it's like mum, dad, brother. And now, I saw this yesterday, pet section. Yeah. So it's like dog Christmas cards, cat Christmas cards, hamster Christmas cards. No, no, no.
It's true. It's true. There's a whole pet section.
No, they don't. They're animals. They don't get it that you're getting them a Christmas card. Sorry.
I think
just
they
saying.
Like presents. I get the impression that they do like presents because they see something that they like, they get excited by
not
it, right?
Not a card.
But not the card.
Not a card.
Couldn't care less.
No. Is it worse, though, when you get one from your pet or give one to your pet?
Great question.
Because I'm saying
know.
Get one from. Because you've written that yourself, haven't you? Or your boyfriend or girlfriend has. From Buster. Not, though, is it? Here's the thing as well. My mum is a bit annoyed with me because I sent her a Christmas card, but it was one from the bumper pack.
What do you mean? One of the like cheap ones?
You know, like you get a bumper pack of cards. She was like, she rang me. Was like, is this from the bumper pack? I'm like, yeah. She's like, well, I'm your mum. I should get a special one.
So
is
what
it wrong?
Expecting a personalised one?
I think she's expecting me to actually get a mum one. But is it wrong to just take one out of the bumper pack of 50 and send to your mum?
I'm sure it's fine.
I don't think it's a problem. She really has a problem with it.
Long as you're having a bumper pack of Christmas cards, though, are you planning on sending them out to people?
I've sent them.
You've sent all your Christmas cards already?
Yeah, but I sent my mum one...
Who does that now?
Who?
I sent my... For who?
Don't who Christmas cards. They're still on.
They're not really.
They are still on. Right. Don't say that, because people will be like, oh, they are. But my mum says it's wrong that I got one out of the bumper pack. I don't see the problem with it. It's not as bad as when my brother got that Christmas card from one of my aunties. Christmas present 1 year from one of my aunties, who shall remain nameless. It was, do you remember, I told you about this, it was an aftershave.
Yes.
And he got out and was like, that's nice, where's the box? It said tester on it. The Scott Mills Daily. Hey, good news, something I found out last night.
What's that?
I've got my own calendar coming out.
No way, because that was going to be one of my Christmas presents to you. I seriously thought of mocking up a calendar. So, like, how you would imagine, but just with your face on the top.
So now I'm going to join, like, you know, when you go in the shop and you see, like, Ollie Mears is there and, like, Mark Wright. And then always Cliff Richard.
Why
puts
you?
You off a bit.
What do you mean? So you're so how does that work? You in full crab?
It's a Strictly calendar. I saw this last night at Strictly Come Dancing. There's an actual calendar. I'm June.
Okay.
Roll up.
What are you using to cover yourself?
No, it's just this publicity shot.
Oh.
There's also, get this, I didn't even know about this, a Strictly jigsaw puzzle. Hey!
Who buys that?
I don't know. I mean, that takes a special kind of fan, right? But I'm, like, top left. I'm, like, one of the bits of the puzzle.
Again, that's what I've done for you before. Do you remember I got that compromising picture of you and I got it turned into a jigsaw?
Yeah. Well, I'm now part of a jigsaw puzzle. Life made.
So...
I know, look it up.
Right, where... Okay.
Maybe buy one for all your friends and family.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
People are emailing us at the moment asking specific things for us to help with. Almost like a kind of advice thing. I don't know where this has come from, but if you ever do want to send me an email about anything, if you really think that we are the people to help you, think about it.
Obviously within reason.
Think again. And then if you still think so, then email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Yeah, no medical problems. I'm not qualified, despite being an actual doctor. Yeah.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
I am, don't question me.
It's like a fake degree that you
won. No, it's not a fake degree. It's a real degree. I'm a Doctor of Arts,
you
actually.
You won it.
Win it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
David.
You all right? How's it going?
Yeah, good, thanks. I got your email.
Okay.
I think we need to discuss this. Go on.
Okay, so I was talking to one of the girls at work and about going swimming. I go swimming quite a lot.
Mm-hmm. Where do you go swimming?
At my local leisure centre.
Your local leisure centre, okay.
Are you a proper kino? Are you one of those that wears a swimming hat?
No, I used to be, kind of.
And what made you ditch that hat?
Well, she said, on a Wednesday, you know, then when they close for a private hire event, I said, yes. Yeah. She said, you know that it's for a local nudist club. And I thought about it for a second. And now I can't get back in the pool at all.
All right, so it's the same pool that they use for this class that you go in?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hang on. No, sorry. This has caught me by surprise. So when a swimming pool says that it's closed for a private function, I always assume birthday party or something. I don't know why. No. You're saying it's nudist class.
It's the nudist night.
It could well be.
Wow.
This changes everything.
Exactly. This is huge.
It's proper wrong. Like, why would I want to swim in a pool with all that stuff floating about?
It's not, you're not in there when they're floating about.
Absolutely not, no, but...
They probably clean it.
Yeah, but how do you know that?
You've never seen them clean it, have you?
No, exactly.
No, exactly.
I'm sure they do clean it. Yeah. But what you're saying is there's not a kind of pull the plug out situation where all the water goes and they refill.
No, exactly. But even if somebody is wearing clothes, they're not wearing a lot of clothes. If you're swimming behind an old lady, that water's been round her.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
is now,
yeah, I get it.
No, we understand.
In your face.
Yeah, no, I get it, yeah. David,
yeah?
Let me tell you something.
What's
they're
that?
Not, they're not wearing any clothes.
Yeah, no, exactly, which is why I won't go swimming.
Yeah. Like you said, they might be wearing some, they're not.
So,
well, no.
Well, I agree, it's a weird thought, the idea of a nudist evening. But in normal swimming pool times, people aren't wearing that many clothes, and that doesn't offend you.
No, it does. No, I can't get back in the pool because if...
So you don't want to go to a swimming pool where anybody's been in?
No, not anymore. I can't anymore.
What are you on about? This is not possible. You can't have your own pool.
No, I know. I don't go swimming at all anymore. I just can't do it. I'd rather...
So since you found out that your local leisure centre has a nudist night for swimmers, it's put you off swimming altogether and you won't go in a pool anymore?
Not anymore, I can't. It brings me out in the shakes and everything.
I want to investigate this further because I don't believe this is true. You said this is just someone's told you this in your office.
Yeah. She said one of her friend's other friend goes, but said not to say anything because they get moved on from pool to pool to pool when people find out.
It's an invite-only thing.
This is brilliant.
Wow, because I can see why this can happen. Book the pool for a private function, you know, it's yours for the evening, but then you set up your own nudist thing.
To me, it sounds like this could just be a rumour that's going around your work.
Still not keen on trying it, though.
Well, why don't you let me help you? Off air in a minute, if you give me the name of the place, and I'll ring them and see if they do a nudist night.
Yeah.
OK.
Keen?
Yeah, cool, keen.
OK, right. And then, if it's not happening, you can get back in the pool tonight.
I'll try.
Who wants to make the call here? Because I've got to admit, I'd be quite excited to do so.
Oh, I want to.
Oh, do you? Go on, then. You
when have you ever wanted to do one of these?
I know. It's a strange situation, this, where I just want to ask the question. I'll tell you what, you do it.
Okay. Well, shall I do it?
Yes.
Okay, right. All right, wait there. I'll get the details from you off air, and we'll see if we can do this, all right?
Oh, hang on. The Scott
Mills Daily. Okay. David, brace yourself. I'm about to call them.
I'm holding on.
Okay, wait there.
Good afternoon. How can I help?
Hello. I'd like to inquire about something that I believe may be happening at your leisure centre on a Wednesday.
Okay, and what is it?
Is there a nudist lesson?
No.
There's no nudes there.
No.
Because it does say that it's closed for it says adult lanes between 8:15 and 10 on your timetable on the website.
That's lane swimming.
Oh, so it's not adult.
Yeah, it's adult lane swimming.
All right, but not nude.
No, no.
Okay. And have you ever had a nudist evening?
Good God, no.
No, it doesn't happen.
No.
All right, so I think someone's just told me the wrong information there, haven't they?
Oh, right, yeah. No.
Sorry about that. Not that I'm a nudist myself, right. I just wanted to know.
Oh, right, no, God, not around here.
And when it says closed for private function?
That's just like the schools using it, things like that.
So it's not the nudists?
Or swimming clubs, no.
All right, I just wanted to check.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
David?
Hello.
It's a definite no.
Oh, yeah.
And no, it's not happening. You can go back in the pool.
Yeah.
What do you mean? She's the receptionist. Do you not believe her?
Well, no, I do. It's just the thought of it. It's still a bit cringe.
Yeah, but it's not happening.
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Go back in the pool. It's absolutely fine. Right, this is blatantly one of those rumours that goes around work. It's like, wow, you never guess what they do on a Wednesday. And it's just like, it's not happening.
This was a friend of a friend of a friend situation, and it's not true.
I am a bit gullible, so I'll give it a go. It's safe to get back in the water.
It's definitely safe to go back in.
It's safe.
It's a bit like in Australia when they do those shark reports.
How do you mean?
Reports of nudist swimming classes in Stockport. Get out the water, everyone. And when are you going to go back? Tonight now?
I'll try tonight.
What do you mean you'll try? It's not. There's no nude classes. It's fine. You can do what you've been doing for months.
Mills has sorted that for
I've
you.
I've sorted
You're
it.
Fine.
I'll go tonight. I'll let you know how it
right,
goes.
Right, good.
Can we get you to call more swimming pools, ask if there's nude classes? Can we just make that a thing?
Brilliant, wasn't it? I really enjoyed that.
The reaction at the start was incredible.
What?
It is quite old around here. You wouldn't want to see any of them in the bus.
So I really feel that we've helped you today, David, because you weren't going to go back to that place.
Yes, you have, yeah.
Or go in a pool ever again. And now you can.
I can get back in the water again.
Yeah, man. All right, good speech to you.
And you?
Thanks for enabling me to make that call. It was fun. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, blooming love it, I do.
That really is a bit of you, isn't it, Mills?
20 years old, that song. Which normally, on Radio 1, would not ever be allowed. But it's okay, because it's Christmas.
So will that go up to number one? Would that, I mean, that every year now, that goes up high in the charts, right?
Here's what I don't understand about Christmas, right, and the charts. So every year, Fairy Tale of New York goes in the charts, Mariah Carey goes in the charts, and normally Wham! Somewhere goes in the charts. It's like, I'm not being funny, but how come you haven't got this song yet?
Yeah.
Sorry, so surely everybody that would have it has got it.
True.
So that was Mariah Carey.
Oh.
And All I Want for Christmas on BBC Radio 1. It's times like these you need the Who go, and I just can't find it. Oh, there. Mariah Carey. Right. What's on your In Case You Missed It this week? Because I'm intrigued by this.
Oh, it's a really good one. So it's all the stuff about the Jennifer Aniston prank last week. Yeah. There's a look around Simon Cowell's office, which you've been to, in fact.
Lush carpets.
And you can testify, looks amazing.
Yeah.
That's all on there.
Mirrors everywhere as well.
Lewis Hamilton was on The Breakfast Show doing scale electrics with Grimmie.
Yeah.
So there's all the stuff with that. It's a really good little show. It's like all the highlights, bits from Radio 1, and it's kind of presented by me.
And this is all stuff that you can watch now on the Radio 1 channel of iPlayer, like I was just telling you about, yes, with the Ollie Merce thing. That's on there as well.
Do you know what else there is? And I saw this last night. It is brilliant. It's on the Radio 1 YouTube right now. It's Gogglebox watching the internet takeover. So the reason why I like it a lot is, do you remember a while ago, Tyler Oakley did a show here on Radio 1?
Yeah.
And I did a beauty vlog with him.
Yes.
And
one of my faves.
So what they've mocked up is the people from Gogglebox, who are like our favourites, right, watching us doing that beauty vlog. With
serious?
All their comments. Yeah, it's amazing. And then there's also Zoella,
yeah,
and Pointless Blog and, you know, a load of your favourite YouTubers, but being watched by Gogglebox people.
What, like June and the other one?
The Poshos. Everyone.
Are they on?
It's really funny. You need
I
to give it a look.
I love them.
Radio 1 YouTube.
Right, Radio 1 YouTube now for Gogglebox watching the internet takeover.
Yes.
I can't wait to hear what they say about certain things. That's awesome.
And that's all from Dan and Phil, of course.
Okay. So that's all on Radio 1 iPlayer, new Radio 1 channel, and also on Radio 1 YouTubes. Go check it out. Something to watch.
The Scott Mills Daily. I got a blank space,
baby, and I'll write your name. So good. Taylor Swift, Blank Space on BBC Radio 1. I'm imagining you've downloaded the album 1989.
I think I'm one of the only people who hasn't.
Yeah, you actually are in the whole world.
Mm.
It's good. You should get it. Like, you're the kind of person that would be like, oh, no, but actually you'll secretly love it because you are a secret pop queen.
Do you know what? When I hear that song in the car, two things. One, I think of Greg James, of course.
Of course.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And two...
well, not obviously, if people don't know.
I sing along.
Yeah. Greg James did a rather good video with Taylor Swift,
yeah,
singing along in a car to that.
Yeah.
Okay, so, coming up, Charlie Slough on Fat Tuesday, Real or No Real. He is on today, isn't he, Charlie?
Oh, it'd be horrible if he cancelled so late.
I know, it'd be awful. Like our renewed bingo guest. I'm not going to say anything else. It's all fine. We have rescued it. Jack and Dean came to our rescue. Video coming later on the Radio 1 YouTube channel.
We forgot our 3 p.m. festive bake as well.
Oh,
just like
I
to
forgot.
Point out. Too late now.
Let's bulk tomorrow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, everyone, it's nearly Christmas. And a lot of people will be considering maybe leaving their current relationship. If you are, we've got some news for you tomorrow, which will really help you. Something we did last year, which I think we need to do again.
Loads of people have been asking us about this, actually, Mills.
It's a public service. More details on this tomorrow.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
And now on Radio 1, open the doors wide, it's Charlie Slough.
That was sick, innit?
Isn't it, though?
You like the hand motion as well, Scott?
How was that, please?
That's just like, you know, getting into it, into the spirit of things.
Rather you didn't make that gesture either of us ever again.
Really?
It's kind of.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. 23 days, fam, and counting. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Are you ready for the festives?
I can't wait. It's my favourite time of year.
I know. You get proper excited about Christmas.
Mm, I get fully, fully involved.
That's because food, isn't it?
One of the big reasons, I ain't gonna lie.
I don't want to cause.
I ain't gonna lie.
Here's a question. On Christmas Day, are you one of those who eats a bird and a bird and a bird and a bird and a bird?
Well, we were talking about these the other day.
That sounded wrong. I'm just going to say.
It's not. It's
a five-bird roast,
five
please.
Bird roast.
Oh, yeah. Well, this year, guess what, guys?
What?
I've got a chef! Hey, I've got an in, bruv. Man's got a cook. Man's got a cook for Christmas Day. I'm not even joking. Went online and found him. Bookacook.com. Something like that. Serious, all their credentials are lying there. And his speciality was Christmas dinners and Sunday roast. I thought, get involved with that.
Who specialises in that?
Someone.
It's an odd one.
This guy does.
Right, so let me just get this straight. On Christmas Day at Charlie Slough's crib, there's going to be a chef.
Yeah.
Doing your Christmas dinner. On Christmas Day, it's going to cost you so much money.
I'm not going to talk about how much it costs.
To get
the price isn't important. Yeah, it's what gets delivered.
It's a real insight. Can we also, whilst we're getting a real insight into your life, talk about your Instagram a couple of days ago?
OMG,
Scott. I mean, it was horrific.
Right. It's you in bed with nothing but a chain on, and
because it was Cyber Monday.
Because Cyber Monday, and you're like, oh, fam. I don't know what you were
Black
drinking.
Black Friday it was.
That was it.
Black Friday. Yep. You were sipping some coffee Patron out of a mug,
mm-hmm,
and doing the online shoppings.
Yeah. And what's wrong with that?
Nothing but
awful
a chain
picture.
On.
What do you mean awful picture? That was a great picture.
Put me right off my Christmas sandwich.
Really? Was it that bad?
It was a weird one to put on.
Really?
Yeah. Talk of the office.
It really was the talk of the office.
Did you not enjoy it? I thought you would appreciate a picture like that.
No, I didn't.
I thought it was a great picture.
Here's Real or No Real with Charlie Sloth. One of my favourite parts of the week.
Bob Geldof says the only technical hitch he encountered when recording the Band Aid 30 song came at 3:30 p.m. when the recording venue ran out of toilet paper.
Oh, nothing worse, is there?
You have to imagine that this could be a situation that happens, because it's not something you'd really think about before. Suddenly a lot of people in the studio.
Mm. Yeah.
And there was a lot, wasn't there?
But then, the reason I struggle with this, and I don't want to go into
even
too
Sinead
much...
Even Sinead O'Connor.
I'm not going to go into too much detail here, but I struggle with the idea of celebrities on the toilet, right? I
what
know it
mean?
Happens, but I just... I really struggle to imagine it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, guys?
Well, do you know what? I had Nick Cannon last week. You saw the interview.
I saw the interview.
And I asked him if he's ever had poo on his hand from wiping his bum.
Oh, my God.
Charlie. I had to ask that question. It happens a lot.
Do you know have what? To word it like that?
Sorry. And he told me that he, like, wraps his whole hand in toilet paper to avoid
extra.
It.
Which he blatantly learnt off Mariah Carey. Anyway, you can hear all this on One Extra, as long as the extra hip-hop, extra R&B, and extra discussions like that.
So running out of toilet paper, it must be a possibility. I'm going to go real.
Yeah, I'm going to say real.
That one... is no real.
No, they had plenty, actually.
Oops.
Made up.
And you know, the celebrities would hold it in anyway, innit? They ain't gonna go to the toilet.
Moving on.
Annie Nightingale and Alan Carr are close showbiz friends, and she often hangs out backstage at his TV show.
So, Annie Nightingale, legendary Radio 1 DJ. She's been on since time. And she is incredible.
She's incredible.
Incredible woman. Like, I really look up to her so much.
Yeah, so do I. Legend.
But is she randomly friends with Alan Carr?
It's a bizarre celebrity friendship. But this happens, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you must have random celebrity friends, Charlie.
Scott Mills.
Exactly. I mean, on paper, you two shouldn't get along.
That's true, actually.
It's true.
What are you saying? I'm too ghetto for him.
Yeah. Charlie, do you know what? I found myself the other day, I was bored, and I was going through old YouTube videos of you.
Yeah.
God, you must have been really bored.
Ago. Yeah, but then I became fascinated by it, and I started going loads of them. Like,
was there nothing on TV, no?
You were once on One Extra doing a freestyle, and I saw that, and that was from, like, 2006.
Yeah.
And then I saw a load of other videos which you made, but it's amazing. Yeah. There's so much stuff out there with you.
It's a great journey, isn't it?
It's an incredible journey. It's worthy of a movie.
There's a bit of hero worship going on here now.
Well, I'm just saying, we should do some... What I might do is get some best bits from some of these videos.
Yeah.
You will love them, Scott.
You will love them, Millsy.
Is it?
Yeah, the history is there.
Is it
my credentials are strong, fam.
Is it loads of you on Pirate Radio giving out your own mobile number to have requests?
It's this incredible video of Charlie on the street trying to sell his own CD.
Oh, God.
There actually is. Yeah. I need to share.
They were pranks.
But is Annie Nightingale friends with Alan Carr?
I want to say real on this one, because I can imagine old Alan Carr trying to beg it with her, trying to get into her phone book, because you know Annie knows everyone, innit?
Everyone. Mm.
And I can imagine him begging it with her, like, yeah, come down, darling, and sit backstage.
Good impression. She has got amazing stories. Real or no real?
Real.
No
that
real.
That one is real.
Dunno.
Oh. It's real, dunno. On your screen there, you'll see a picture from Annie Nightingale's Twitter of when she and Alan took Alan's dogs for a walk last month. Annie's show is on tonight into Wednesday morning at 1 a.m. on Radio 1.
Oh.
I know, they're proper friends, aren't they? Showbiz friends. Next.
In Labyrinth's song, Earthquake, the singing monks who can be heard in the breakdown were a last-minute addition which he put in after he was dared to by a friend.
He wasn't even going to have these monks in the track at all, but I think it makes it.
I predict an earthquake up in here.
That's Labyrinth thing, that's not...
That's what I thought. I thought it was Labyrinth with a posh voice.
That is Labyrinth.
No, but there are some monks in there.
Are there?
Are there, though? Because I then thought it might be a group of... his mates or something like that. He's directed. You don't actually need monks for that to work, do you? I mean,
but
we can do it.
I could be making this up, of course.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to go with no real.
Yeah, I think this is no real.
So, Labyrinth's monks in Earthquake was a dare. You're both saying no real?
No real, fam.
That one is real.
Wow!
Good fact, that. Labyrinth recently told a music website that someone dared him that he couldn't get some Gregorian chant in a pop hit, so he did.
Breaking news, Annie Nightingale has apparently just asked one of our bosses how we knew she was mates with Alan.
Oh.
It's on Twitter. It's on her Twitter.
On the Twitter there.
Yeah. I'm confused.
Oh. Next.
Nutella uses 25% of all the world's hazelnuts.
That's a lot of nuts, Charlie. Imagine that. You must love the thought of that.
Also, as we've discussed on this show before, because we do all the good subjects, it's actually Nutella, guys.
It is. It's true. The way you pronounce it is how Scott just...
Nutella.
Nutella, not Nutella.
Yeah, not nut.
Really?
Despite there being nuts in it. And you wouldn't say newt, would you?
No.
But it's still Nutella.
That's a lot of hazelnuts, though.
So a lot of hazelnuts. I do love hazelnuts.
Of the whole world, real or no real?
It's a tough one, that one, you know. I'm going to have to think about that. What do you think?
It's very successful, isn't it, the chocolate spreads?
Yeah, it's everywhere. I'm going real.
I'm going to go real as well, you know.
That one is real.
Yes.
Nutella is so successful, it now accounts for a quarter of all the world's grown hazelnuts.
Wow.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real on Fat Tuesday.
Quite low scoring. I got 10, Charlie got 20.
Oh, gosh!
Rubbish.
What about our Christmas show? When are we doing it?
Look.
I put it in a diary for the 16th of December.
On what?
Just saying.
On what channel?
I'm thinking simulcast. Give Craig a day off.
Right, I'm not sure how you're aware of how national radio stations work. You can't just go, I'm put it in my diary for the 16th of December, turn up and do a show.
Well, they
tend to have rotas and plans.
Okay, well, I've just put it in my diary for the 16th.
All right, okay. Well,
everyone else can work around it.
Tell someone else.
I'm telling you now. So I'm telling you, I've got it in a diary for the 16th.
Do you want to do the show with me on the 16th?
I don't think we've got to do like a simulcast.
Yeah, I know, but you're asked coming early.
That's cool.
Look, you do my show and I go on yours.
Yeah,
like they'll never get. Well, we won't ever get this passed.
We will, of course, you will.
If we
both put it out there,
I would love to do that.
Yeah, I'll do your show with you, and then you come and do.
Yeah, I can play some jams on one extra.
Oh, big records. Do some mixing,
isn't it?
Scratching and all that.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
Of course, bro. I'm sick.
And now on Radio 1, the new track by Meghan Trainor. You remember her from All About Their Bits? All About Their Bits.
That's a leaving name, though, isn't it? Meghan Trainor.
Why is it?
Whoa. I mean,
why is it a leaving name?
I'm not going to go there. Daytime radio and all that.
Well, Charlie Sloth's not the best, is it?
It's a sick name. What are you talking about, bro? That's the best name ever.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Those are the best bits of Tuesday's show. Get online and subscribe for free to the Scott Mills Daily and you'll get our best bits every day. Or listen live tomorrow at 1 p.m. on Radio 1.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.